Prince Andrew's latest attempt to have a sex abuse case against him dismissed will be considered by a New York court in the coming hours. A key document the prince is relying on has been made public today. It's a settlement agreement between his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, and his one-time friend, the late pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein. Samantha Donovan has more.
In her civil case against Prince Andrew, Virginia Giuffre alleges the Queen's son forced her to have sex with him at the London home of his friend Ghislaine Maxwell and at two homes owned by Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew denies the allegations, which date back 20 years, and is trying to have the case thrown out of court in the US, arguing Ms. Giuffre is just after money. A document released by the court today is a key part of his case. Signed by Virginia Giuffre in New South Wales in 2009, it details the $500,000 settlement she reached with Epstein after suing him for sexual abuse. American lawyer Moira Kim Penza explains.
The 2009 settlement is significant because Prince Andrew is seeking to dismiss the charges against him entirely that Virginia Giuffre has brought against him. And so he is relying on that settlement agreement as one of the bases for why this complaint should be dismissed in its entirety. And so this is a real question of interpretation of that document, and does it in fact promise what he says it promises?
In her 2009 claim against Epstein, Virginia Giuffre said he'd required her to be sexually exploited by his peers, including royalty. To get the case against him dismissed, Prince Andrew and his lawyers are relying on a clause in the settlement where she agrees not to sue any associate of Epstein who could be included as a potential defendant. But is Prince Andrew covered by that clause? Lawyer Moira Kim Penza.
And so what we will hear are arguments from both sides as to whether or not this was specifically to apply to Prince Andrew and whether, in fact, as a matter of contract law, this could, in fact, have applied to Prince Andrew.
One of Virginia Giuffre's lawyers, David Boies, says the settlement document is irrelevant to his client's claim against Prince Andrew, and her legal team wanted the document made public to refute claims being made about it by what he calls the prince's PR campaign. He points to the fact the prince isn't named in it and didn't know about the document. Nigel Cawthorne is the author of a book called Prince Andrew, Epstein, Maxwell and the Palace.
There's no good outcome here for Prince Andrew, because if this case is thrown out at this point because of this document, then it looks like Prince Andrew is just kind of wriggling out on a technicality and is not addressing the various serious offences that she's accusing him of. I mean, it's not just sexual abuse, it's rape in the first degree, is what the complaint says.
Prince Andrew's former friend, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now a convicted sex trafficker, sitting in a New York jail cell awaiting sentencing. Nigel Cawthorne says she could still play a role in the case against the prince.
If she had been acquitted last week, she would have been kind of the star witness for the defence in this civil case. If she now wants to throw Prince Andrew under the bus, then he's in even more trouble.
If the case against Prince Andrew does go ahead and no settlement is reached, Judge Lewis Kaplan has said it could go to trial late this year.
Samantha Donovan reporting there.